Well, basically, what happened was on Monday, we went to fish, as we always do, and we landed. There was no problem. Tuesday, we went to fish, and we were informed by our co-op manager that the SFPA was in and had confiscated what we landed on Monday, and could we land into Port Rush on Tuesday and catch that. So essentially, that's what we did. We had to call in a lot of favors, get it organized, get, you know, so we landed into Port Rush. But when we came back into Greencastle, we had to tie up after a 18-hour day from detour into Port Rush. The SFPA officer met us and told us that we had broken the law for entering the harbour, even though we had no catch on board, and they cautioned us for that reason.
So what is the alternative? You have to dock a Killy Bags now instead for going forward?
Yeah, that's what they said, that there's only two designated ports, Castletown Bear and Cork, or Killy Bags. We're two small, under 15-meter boats. We have no toilet facilities on the boats. We have no, you know, shower facilities on the boats. We fish 15, 16, 17-hour days sometimes. To go to Killy Bags or to go to Castletown Bear is impossible, physically impossible. I wouldn't have the diesel on my boat. Darren, my brother, on his boat, same. Wouldn't have the capacity to try and make it to Killy Bags from where we fish. It's a physical impossibility.
And even your attempts, as you mentioned there, to call in favours at Port Rush, that's really not sustainable either going forward, I'm sure, from your point of view.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, besides the fact that it adds a couple hours to our already day, anytime there's a north wind or anytime there's a swell, Port Rush is not, it's not accessible. It's not accessible to our boats. It's not safe. Everyone knows that famous photograph of the lifeboat leaving Port Rush in a swell. You know, that's just the kind of the port. Greencastle really is our only option, you know.
And we did hear from the Marine Minister this week, Charlie McConnellogue. He indicated that while he will endeavour to try and come up with a solution, there is no pathway forward yet. So, well, what do you feel about that going forward? Are you willing to go to Killy Bags for the foreseeable future?
No, it's a physical impossibility, like I said. Again, we're asking Charlie to look into this, to do what he can do. You know, the Vaginage Agreement was agreed and rushed through in a couple of days, but the Vaginage Agreement gives access for Northern Ireland boats to Irish waters and vice versa for the 0 to 6 mile limit. Now, the boats that fish 0 to 6 miles are small, 1-2 man operation boats. They now offer a definite there. You know, so you're going to get a 14-meter boat with 1 or 2 men on it having to try and make it. But basically what's happened now is they've scrapped the Vaginage Agreement because they're treating the small inshore fishermen the same way as a super trawler from, you know, that's what they're saying. You guys are third country boats and you have to go to these two ports. We've a whole port in Greencastle that we've used for the last 17 years. We've built up freezer units on the pier, forklift on the pier. We rent space from the Donegal County Council for containers, and we've done that for the last 17 years. For this just to be told now, get out, which is exactly what we were told on Monday. Get out of there. You're not welcome. It was like an eviction.
Are you going to attempt to continue to try and dock at Greencastle in defiance of this?
We haven't left the harbour yet. There is a thing called force majeure, which allows us, in the interest of safety, to stay in the harbour. And that's, I think, how we avoided arrest on Tuesday night. But we don't, you know, if we go again and come back to the harbour, can we use it? We honestly don't know. We're looking for clarification from the minister. We've been in contact with the minister. We've been in contact with our local councillors. And we're hoping. They're doing what they're telling us, and they're working on this to try and get it resolved, because as it is right now, there's 10 families directly employed in the business. There's countless, you know, countless families rely on the fishing business around Bigcastle. You know, there's engineering companies, there's net factories, it's all going to be affected. It's just another kick to the fishing industry in the small rural communities that are around Donegal. And again, I speak for everyone when I say this. This is not just two boats in Greencastle. I think there's 23 Northern Ireland registered vessels fishing out of Donegal alone, and each one of them's affected in the exact same way.